proclamation number 7494 dated the January 4th, 1960. Love is life itself. Only in love will you find true life. Love awakens you into life, and love maintains your life forever. For he who lives in love lives in me and I in him, and since I am love itself and the life of eternity, everything that loves must also be alive. My fundamental nature has to be in everyone who practices love. You will have escaped death forever once love has awakened you to life, for then you will also have escaped the one who brought death into the world because of his heartlessness. Anyone who has love is also alive. Life, however, is constant use of my strength. Life is constantly requesting this strength and using it in accordance with my will. Thus no human being who loves and is therefore alive can be inactive any longer, for he will always use the strength permeating him in line with my will, which is also his will, because love and life always signify union with me myself. And therefore it is possible for the human being to attain his soul's full life on earth already if he makes an effort to live in love, if he unites with me and constantly receives strength from me, which then also reveals, life, a state of constant blissful activity. This person will never ever need to fear death again, for he has overcome it. Even if the person seems weak and incapable of earthly activity in the eyes of the world, but his soul is no longer constrained, it is free and can work and create in freedom which, however, will always have a greater spiritual effect than an earthly one, for this relates to the true life. Life on earth can nevertheless be a state of death if it only describes the body's degree of life, which can decline at any day, so that the state of death will then overcome body and soul and life will be eternally lost. It is the life of the soul which should be taken care of, and this purely happens through the life of love which provides the soul with strength and thus endows it with true life that lasts eternally. Love alone provides you with such life, and your soul will be happy to have emerged from the state of death into the state of life, where it then can and will be constantly active because the steady influx of strength no longer allows for further inactivity or immobility, because it works and is effective in my will, and this work consists of helping those souls to salvation who are still in the state of death and, due to their weakness, require help. This work is accomplished by the soul even if the body is oblivious of it, for it carries out its own activity which is independent of the body but which will not let a soul rest once it has come alive through love. Only love is true life. If, however, you work for my kingdom, you will not lack love either, and you need only ever try to increase your strength. You need only ever practice love so that ever more strength will permeate you, and then you will be able to work consciously and unconsciously for the benefit of the souls who suffer hardship because they have not yet found the true life. All work carried out by you on such souls are indications that you have found life yourselves, and every such effort will also be blessed, for life brings forth new life again. And what you save from eternal death will bear witness of you in your life, for you would be unable to do anything if you had not found life already through the union with me and my constant influx of strength into you. You are alive and will live forever. And you will work in accordance with my will and therein find your own bliss while still on earth and also in the spiritual kingdom. Amen.